All right, moving on, many employees are unbanked or underbanked. As such, many face financial challenges such as cash flow problems and debt traps, which can be solved with the access to earned salary anytime and anywhere. Through Earned Wage Access, or EWA, employees are given the opportunity to access a portion of their workers' earned salary before the scheduled paydays, especially to countries that do not offer universal basic income. The amount they can access is also limited to a percentage of their earned salary without incurring interest or fees. Paywatch, an enterprise earned wage access solution provider, has expanded into Indonesia and the Philippines, supported by a partnership with Visa to drive greater financial literacy and access to safe money transfer services. So to discuss further, joining me in the studio this morning is Richard Kim, the CEO and also the co-founder of Paywatch. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, thank you for joining us in the studio. Maybe you can share firstly the overview of the current financial literacy levels, not just in Southeast Asia, maybe perhaps in the whole or in Malaysia specifically.
Globally, it's an issue, mm-hmm. actually. Even in US, 50% of the people feel like they don't have enough financial literacy and live, you know, by paycheck to paycheck. In the case of Malaysia, one out of three feels they have insufficient knowledge in finance. And actually, it's not just about literacy, but what you're knowing and what you're practicing is different. So financial literacy will lead to better habits in the long run, but about half the people will still need further education.
Mm-hmm. All right. How do you envision this solution, Earned Wage Access, to provide enhanced financial literacy and also money transfer accessibility in Southeast Asia, perhaps in 5 to 10 years' time?
So on wage access is good both for the employer and employees. Mm-hmm. And for the employees' sake, they are providing a solution which will be as a benefit to the employees. For the employees, it is to avoid falling into debt trap of more high interest presented to lenders, and they can, if they can access their money they already earned in an earlier manner. So about in the US, about 20% of the employees currently have earned wage access, mm-hmm. as a means, whereas in Southeast Asia it's far below. So there's a lot of catching up to do. Probably in the US they think all companies will provide some sort of an earned wage access to everyone by 2030. So it's coming. Mm-hmm.
How does this financial technology solution such EWA can help to solve the problem of the frontline workers, especially the vulnerable workers that face the challenging macroeconomic forces?
So instead of taking on a loan for longer tenure, mm-hmm. at a higher interest, if they have emergencies, they can just access their monthly salary in advance, mm-hmm. and get the remaining at the end of the month. And actually, when we look at the usage of our product, it's all for two things. One is emergencies, like hospital bills, funerals, you know, paying for unexpected costs, plus putting necessities, like buying groceries, mm-hmm. buying food.
As Paywatch, as Asia's first bank-backed earned wage access solution, how do you strategize, how you do suggest to strategize to implement this solution, not just we can start through educational system, and how can the employee adapt this solution
so in their organization? So basically, we don't want to become a lender. Mm-hmm. We want to be a bridge to gaining first-tier bank access to these employees, and how the bank can provide more solution to the employees, and so the unbanked become underbanked, and underbanked become is given more means at the end. So EW is just the start of a financial awareness program. We're coming up with the savings product at a higher interest, more insurance product, and even an investment product.
Mm-hmm. That sort. But how about the employees? How can they help to further this solution provider and maximize these benefits?
So basically, if by employees using one product, mm-hmm. and it's also they are turning away from a high interest product, which mm-hmm. is in their benefit, so it's an alternative to what they have, but also it is creating a relationship with the bank, mm-hmm. and the bank will gain a better understanding of their behavior and enables them to provide more products down the line.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more on your strategic partnership with Visa and how does it help with the promoting financial empowerment?
So the Visa we started a financial literacy program. So basically Visa will provide the education contents and we will make it accessible through our app so people can read about and gain more knowledge.
What are the specific initiatives or features that people out there should be look on about?
There are a lot of useful tips mm-hmm. That's put in on which is how to why it's important to save, why everybody knows, but how to practice that, but also even for filling out tax forms, annual tax for a younger audience who just started working, they will need tips on various.
How do you ensure that this strategic partnership can ensure the money transfer is actually safe, especially towards the vulnerable workforce? They are very worried. So how do you ensure that it's actually a safe solution?
Well, Visa Direct is a very safe solution which has been around internationally for a long time. But there are a lot of global players and local players that are all working towards providing a more digital, more convenient money transfer program, which is faster and cheaper than offline, obviously. And we want EW and money transfer is very closely tied. When you need money, it's not only for yourself, it's to actually send the money home to help your family in the case of emergency. So it is making it accessible and making those transfer in a safe and economical way.
Amazing. So you've worked with industry players like Visa, but are there any potential regional partnerships with the local government and also educational organizations that could be leveraged to promote this solution?
Actually, we do work with a lot of institutes, ESG, social impact institutes. Like mm-hmm. In the case of Korea, we work with SK. And so even private companies are interested. And we work with our local banks. In the case of here, Malaysia, we work with Hong Kong Bank, mm-hmm. OCBC, and regionally. We want to work with the banks who have a lot of knowledge in that market, as well as the regional banks.
For PayWatch, do you provide financial literacy as well, or is just mainly a solution?
It is something we believe in mm-hmm. because education and habits kind of tied together. But we are not experts in mm-hmm. coming up with materials. So we're trying to find a good credible source for such materials. And yes, and government could be one of that.
How do you ensure that this solution is actually a user-friendly one and also accessible? Sometimes not all workers, these blue-collar workers, has access to technology. So what do you think about that?
Yes. The user experience is very important. They have to experience it and they have to find it is very easy and convenient mm-hmm. in order to keep using it. So we are very dedicated in trying to make our service very convenient. At the same time, we actually do physical roadshows, and every company that we launch will go and will meet people face to face and actually help them learn how to use the product. And we make it so that first transaction is always free. So they need to experience themselves how easy it is, and they see the money is safely in their mm-hmm. account, then it makes it easier the next time. But we also provide contents so the employee will continue on educating the employees. Mm-hmm. But having one financial product, digital product, is then the second product and third product becomes easier because all the apps are quite similar mm-hmm. in their flow.
But another thing we can look at is this solution involves different countries, and also when it involves different countries, it involves different culture, different ethnicity as well. So how can or what measures can be taken to bridge this potential of different cultures to bridge the gap?
So it's not not just the language issue, but there are other issues involved. So we do a constant survey and of the employees and then users, see what they like about the app, what they find it inconvenient, and to constantly enhance, and hopefully so that satisfaction level stays above, you know, 4.5 out of 9, out of 5, and our current app is rating is about 4.9. So we just need to maintain our current service.
All right, so what are the key performance indicators or KPIs that we can look at would be most relevant in assessing the success of this initiative, EWA?
So we definitely need more employers to adapt. And as I was saying, the penetration level of the service in the U.S. is about 20%. In the case of Malaysia, it's still less than 5%. So we have a lot to catch up.
All right. On a scalable, how scalable do you believe that this solution in addressing the financial literacy and money transfer accessibility, and what steps will be taken to ensure a long-term sustainability that is just not a one-hit-wonder solution to make sure that it's just sustainable in the long run?
Well, I think it's very sustainable because, I mean, everyone who's economically active gets salary, and salary is the biggest portion of their income. And getting the freedom to access that on a weekly, daily, or even hourly give them more financial control and freedom, and that's so it is here to stay. And normally, in the companies which adapt our service, about 50% of the employees will sign up, and of that, 2 out of 3 will use. So. Even today, it's 1 out of 3 employees of the employers that we who deploy this service using it in an easy manner, and so it is very sustainable.
All right, we have about 2 minutes left. Can you provide examples of successful example or implementations of EWA solutions that best practice this solution?
So we are very keen on finding out how people use it, when to use it. And we do take a lot of testimonials of the real experience, and and we see cases that people use this to, you know, pay for the hospital bill for their children, or just pay for weddings, funerals, and a lot of times just putting buying groceries, putting food on the table, it makes us feel like, you know, we're doing something that's changing the world in a good manner.
Okay, before we end discussion for today, maybe what's your hope in 5 to 10 years' time, perhaps, and what are other countries in Southeast Asia that you're looking at?
So we started in Korea, and Malaysia became our second market, but it also became our regional headquarters. This is where we develop all our products and IT, and we're very happy that we are here. And from here, we just expanded into Philippines and Indonesia. Hopefully, we'll expand onto more countries where the product is in need.
All right. That was Richard Kim, the co-founder and CEO of Paywatch. Thank you so much. And may continue the aim to provide the vulnerable frontline individuals and the companies they work for with an earned wage access option that gives workers access to the banking system and safeguards them from predatory practices. So we're going to go for a short break. We'll be right back.